What's good, players? It's your girl Akels, and welcome to Girl Talk O'Clock. As I said before, I'm going to be having a Girl Talk segment in my podcast, and I call this the Girl Talk O'Clock. So basically, it's all about them girls, honey. Before we even tap into it, let's do the usual, you know, go grab a drink, your coffee, a couple of snacks, because we're just going to jump straight into it. So you probably need those. Other than that, how was your week, guys? Mine was packed, but it was okay. Nothing new happened, and it was proper. And just a reminder, if you had a bad week, you always got to be grateful and hope that the next week we're entering will be full of surprises and will be much, much better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I asked you guys to send me some questions and topics for this episode, and you guys did. You guys understood the assignment, man. Thank y'all for that. This is a non-judgmental platform, just so you know. So I decided to choose two topics that I'm going to speak on, and also two questions that I'll try and give my raw and most honest opinion to. I know you guys send me a lot of topics and questions, so if you don't hear your question or your topic for this episode, I'll always do a rerun. I'm sorry. I can't answer all, or I don't like my podcast to be too long. So yeah, I'll try and include some of those topics that you send me in another episode. So don't worry about that. Okay, I got y'all. So I'm going to start off by reading the first question that one of the players sent. I'm not sure if it's a question or a statement, but we'll find out. She says, I knew a girl for 10 plus years, but we weren't friends, and one day we bumped into each other in a coffee shop and started talking and became friends from that day. 2 weeks into our friendship, she became so envious of me and made me feel uncomfortable. I like her vibe, girl, but I don't like the way she treats me. Should I still be your friend? What's your take on this? Look. You lost me when you said you like a vibe. I wouldn't be the best person to give you advice on girl and girl friendships, but I definitely know one or two things because I do have lady girlfriends, okay? In this situation, the fact that you guys knew each other for 10 plus years just says a lot. Because you guys knew each other for 10 plus years and you guys didn't even talk. I mean, that's crazy. At this point, I'ma just talk on friendships as a whole, especially these girl friendships and these groupies that people got, in order for me to give you my honest opinion on your situation. The way that girls treat each other is not nice. I'm pretty sure you know that. Y'all guys know already that the way us women treat each other is, it's not funny. Like, it's not even cute, you know? It's disgusting. There are some women that are not raised around other strong women, you know, that they don't have to be petty, they don't have to be shady, messy, or nosy. People should just stop raising frustrated children, because it all starts at home, you know. So damn, it's hectic. And as you said, she makes you feel uncomfortable. And for that to happen, she probably is not comfortable with herself. She probably doesn't like herself. And all she's doing is just projecting that BS towards you. You get what I'm saying? I think, especially if you are in your teens, in your late teens, going into your 20s, you gotta understand that you need certain friends around, specific friends. Friends that motivate you, friends that you need, friends that uplift you. You know what I mean? You know, there are people that are just there, that just want to be in your life for the sake of being there. They're just there for the hype. Girl, you need real, genuine, and honest female friends. And I also think that it's a thing now that women just dislike somebody. They will just hate on someone because of their aura or their confidence, the way they move. Ugh, that low-key annoys me. Like, why? Why don't you just tell me? Why don't you just tell me that, bro, your confidence makes me go crazy? Like, I'll understand, okay? And guys, don't just think everything is toxic. Yo, she toxic. No. The word toxic has been used too loosely in my view. I can give you an example of toxic, honey. Like, let's say you did something new. You started something new. You'll get people that be mad, and then you get people that will congratulate you. Like, hey, you're doing your thing, sis. If your friend gets mad because you achieved something, that's toxic. She should be happy for you. You know? So don't downplay other women. It's not cute. I see guys and I envy guys' friendships because they will go through the most with each other, but they'll still hype each other up. You know, they'll still be close people, close niggas. And they let bygones be bygones, okay? They'll be like, "I nigga, next." And women can be such energy suckers. And I've come to a point in my life where I'm like, "Damn, Aaliyah, a lot of females cannot coexist around you. I'm exhausted." And therefore, to answer their question, stop being a friend, darling. Just because you like a vibe, that doesn't justify the way she treats you. You deserve better, sis. Reevaluate your decisions, especially when it comes to the type of friends you want in your life, the type of friends you hang around, and people you want around. Okay? Next. This one is a topic, and it states how getting BBLs has become a norm and we don't embrace our natural body. If you guys don't know what BBLs are, these are Brazilian butt lifts, and the reason okay. This culture is really toxic and so dangerous, and people think it's all fun and jokes. You know, it's not funny. It sets such an unrealistic standard for young women and girls. The whole point of a BBL is to have a perfect body, but no one's perfect. I don't know who told you guys that you can actually be perfect. No one's perfect. And it's weird how people go out of their way to the point of even risking their lives to be perfect. If you didn't know, the BBL surgery is the most dangerous surgery you can ever have. Okay, so damn, some of y'all are risky. Y'all are risky. So the big butt snatched waist is the new normal thing. It's the new normal thing to do nowadays. It's trendy. So you can just wake up one day and be like, "I'm going to get a BBL," and everybody will be like, "Yay, you go, girl." People even hype you up. It's scary. It's scary in these streets. Now, I think I need to get this through. If you got a BBL done or you're planning on getting one, then good for you. But I'm not going to put on a mask and be like, you did the things that needed to be done. No. And I understand why people get BBLs because they might not feel comfortable in their own body or they feel insecure about certain parts of their body. I get that. Like, in the end, it's all about you, what you want, sis, and how you feel. You get what I'm saying? So my opinion doesn't really matter. But at this moment, right now, I'm going to speak on this. I'm going to speak on this topic and I'm giving you all my own opinion on BBLs. If I would ever get a BBL, and if I think that BBLs are the cause of women not embracing their natural bodies, you get what I'm saying? So don't at me, don't come for me, okay? Social media is probably a number one when it comes to people getting BBLs. Like, social media has glorified plastic surgery. I mean, plastic surgery is mainstream now. And I feel as though now in the black community, having a snatched waist and a huge butt is the ideal body, and anything less than that is not having a beautiful body. And it's not even the black community anymore. It's everywhere, actually. It's all over the world. Nah, maybe I'm just tripping, but I'm legit scared for other people, you know? Because you'll hear someone say, "I would like to get a BBL in the future, nothing crazy." Girl, you're gonna end up botched. And there is an unbelievable amount of pressure from men. I'm not even gonna speak on that. I'm not even gonna get into that. Because I could speak on this topic the whole day. You might have a strong appearance goals. I mean, all of us have a lot of appearance goals, okay? But we can work on that, okay? Exercise and get that body boo. It might not be perfect, but it will definitely be a body you'll be confident in and feel beautiful in and will be toned and healthy and, in the eyes of the Lord, perfect. So you guys just gotta embrace your natural body. Love it from the top to the bottom. You know what I mean? It's what God gave you. Appreciate it at least. Okay? And we all about the gym bodies over them BBLs, honey. Period. Okay? Next question says, "Hey, Akels. Hey, girl. I love your podcast. Thank you. I've been following the that girl routine and I love it. I'm becoming more productive by the day." Good for you, girl. But most of the time, I end up not doing things I like or even spending time with people I love. Question is, should I drop this routine or should I continue to be that girl? Being that girl is trendy on YouTube, TikTok. So I've seen it actually. And I've also tried to implement it like into my life, into my everyday life, you know. But here's why. From the videos that I've seen on TikTok, YouTube, whatever, have the same routine, and it's disappointing because not everybody's life is like that. So I get where you're coming from. So, but you can't drop it though. The whole point of being that girl is to be productive and live a healthy lifestyle, but also don't cut off on the things that you like doing. I think you should create your own routine where you make time to see the people you love and do the things you like, but still being as productive as possible. You'll definitely see much better results. So continue being that girl, boo. And the last topic of the day is that Riri is a billionaire. I wanted to speak on this because I think it's something inspiring to see and to hear about, you know, a girl, a woman in her 30s doing something so big, starting her own businesses and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's something great to see. And I think old ladies should start working from what they see from this lady, from Rihanna, because it's amazing, you know? And there's a few things that I learned from Rihanna's new billionaire status, and that is to never rely on one stream of income, and that it is definitely possible for all of us. You know, seeing a black woman reach billionaire status while still in her 30s is so motivating and inspiring. Sometimes we don't realize how tangible our dreams are until we see someone that looks like us do it too. I mean, I'm not in my 30s, but I definitely know that even in my teens, I can do it. You know what I mean? I have so much faith. And even in your 20s, you can also do it. If you needed a reason to go harder, let this be it. 100% black woman winning. And that's a wrap, y'all. Thank you guys for joining in on the Girl Talk episode. I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys had a great time, and I also hope you guys have a great week ahead of you, and thank you again. And that's it from your girl, A What? A Kels. Whew. See you guys next week, as always. And don't forget to do what? Keep it player. Mwah!